Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. federal grand jury approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian interference in U.S. elections, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He's been looking into allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. Mueller also is examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Trump's spokesperson.
There's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone. If any collusion took place, it would be between the DNC and the Clintons. And I think we're starting to now see that all of the things that the Democrats had accused this president of doing, they were actually guilty of themselves. And I think that's a really big problem that should be certainly looked at.
Mueller probe examining also possible financial ties between the Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger rising in the U.S. territory Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid, which was destroyed by Hurricane Maria. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana, in the hometown of the U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who has denied any role in the contract. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities by Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualify as ethnic cleansing, members of the U.S. Congress are trying to pressure Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi to speak out more forcefully on the issue. More than 600,000 Rohingya now in Bangladesh. This is VOA News. United States and South Korean defense leaders say they have military options and enough countermeasures to respond to the accelerating threats by North Korea. Speaking to reporters today in Seoul, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, that is, he says his regime threatened peace and stability on the peninsula. Mattis also denied the possibility the U.S. would accept North Korea as a nuclear power.
Our combined effort is to deter that sort of threat or to have military options, many different military options, that would realistically reduce that threat as low as possible. And yes, we do have those options.
At the same press conference, South Korean Defense Minister Song Yong-mu said the U.S.-South Korean alliance would forcefully respond to North Korea's provocations. Political crisis in Spain deepened as lawmakers in the Catalan regional parliament voted to officially declare independence from Madrid. Henry Ridgewell has the story.
In a vote boycotted by the opposition Friday, regional lawmakers voted to declare independence from Spain. Catalonia's president called on supporters to remain peaceful.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
Just over an hour later, Madrid delivered its response. Senators voted to approve the triggering of Article 155 of the Constitution, allowing the government to dissolve the Catalan Parliament. After an emergency cabinet meeting, the Prime Minister announced he would impose direct rule on Catalonia and called snap regional elections. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Mexico's top electoral crimes prosecutor says he's dropping the appeal against his dismissal, which opposition lawmakers had depicted as an effort by the ruling party to blunt an investigation into the possible illegal campaign financing. Government dismissed Santiago Nieto a week ago for revealing parts of an ongoing investigation into possible illegal campaign money from a Brazilian construction company in the 2012 presidential elections. President Trump says he has now ordered the release of all files pertaining to the assassination of U.S. President John Kennedy in 1963. He had originally ordered hundreds of files would remain secret, at least temporarily, in the interest of national security.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Good to have you with me today on this fine weekend. 55 minutes of Africa's finest music and music news starts right here, right now. Today's featured artist is Brussels-based Ivorian female bassist Manu Gallo. She has an amazing success story that starts out with her posting a simple home Facebook video and ends, well, it hasn't ended yet. It's blowing up on global stages now. But join me just before the bottom of the hour and you'll hear Manu share her story and her music with me from inside her home in Belgium. After that, I've got fan mail for you. Yep, I'm bringing it back, peeps. Fan mail is coming back home to MTIA. Also, at the 45, something new. It's what we call the Song of the Week. Kwame Ofori joins me to present that, and it's going to be fun, so keep your ears on us. Other music news. Nigeria's Felebration, the week-long festival celebrating the life and legacy of Fela, wrapped up its 20th anniversary October 6th in Lagos. Kenyan singer-songwriter Benjamin Webby released the video to his single New Day September 27th. And American funk icon Bootsy Collins releases his new album Worldwide Funk on October 27th. Track two of that album features Manu Gallo, our featured artist. So the world of American funk just got a little more African. Here's Leila Gobi from Northern Mali with Anania. States. Hi, everybody. That was Leila Gobi, track one from her CD, 2017. This is Heather Maxwell. We're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now, Freddie Masamba takes us deep into Central Africa.
Sangula, Pungamio, Nalu Solo, Nessisabamuta to Jimbila, Ngongizo, Nambungizo, Nangomazo, Sazonza Ho, Batunga Zola, Telandanzilla, Yamakim Pavita, Yacheleta, Zonza, Kalamase, Lukubam, Kalabise, Mishilama, Kalamase, Lukubam, Kalamase, Bamukanda, Lutela Me, Bongise, Bamwanga Se, Mirimpi, the Mamba Bizons, Kalamase, Abakampi. Bemamba mbi, mvila zetu, za shina ne, mafova kwetu, mubinga na, usamu myo, mya wawa.
Oh, mirigo, ya ye, mirigo, 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 oh.
Jimona mesu, mweni myo, jimoni mama, tele myo, kukikulu, tukale lo, mzami zeto, tusamile.
You are listening to Music Time in Africa on Voice of America.
Okay, here's Himizi, a group of six musicians from Ségou, Mali.
La petite villageoise.
Onimo.
Calo vivait avec sa grand-mère. Bah, elle savait bien jouer les tambours et la grand-mère lui dit.
Pourquoi veux-tu me rendre sourde avec ce bruit? Mémé, c'est pas du bruit, c'est de la musique, ma mémé à moi. I'm a superstar.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to my featured artist of today's show, Manu Gallo. This is a track from her 2010 album, Lolin. Manu's no newcomer to the African music scene, but her recent breakthrough to the world of funk with American icon of funk, Bootsy Collins, has pushed this artist to the pinnacle of her career. How did she get her big break? I went to her home studio in Brussels, Belgium, to meet her and hear firsthand what happened. This is the sound of us listening to some of the songs on her forthcoming album that she thinks she's going to call Afro Groove Queen. We're sitting in front of her computer and next to an impressive array of electric bass guitars and one little green ukulele. Our conversation is dubbed in English.
That's the crazy way.
When you play around like that, there are a lot of songs like that. Have you listened to a remake of Ernesto JJ too that I did on the bass?
Djembe player. What is that song of Ernesto's?
Zigliberty. And what's interesting is that that song was recorded in Abidjan, Brussels, and a little bit everywhere. I did the djembe in Abidjan. That's the production of this album, and because it was recorded in Africa, Ivory Coast, in Brussels, and in the United States.
Manu, you have the ukulele in your lap. What? Why?
I bought this ukulele that didn't cost much. It's like a toy to make a video. I spent time with it trying, and I said to myself, why not make African music with the ukulele? So I tried to compose. It sounds super good. It's cute, it's sad.
So it's gonna be in the album?
No, but maybe I will work on it some more and maybe play it during my live shows.
So, the bass. This one is what you usually play? Or why do you choose to play one over the others? In any given moment.
This is the bass that I've had for a long time. I'm really attached to this. But I've just signed with Warwick, so normally I should play with one of those. But for you, I'll play with this one. I sing you a song?
Yes, please.
Titeya wasrawa sriya ziyo nankuo namlamla la la nirugula la nankuo namlamla la la nirugula la titeya wasrawa sriya ziyo
What are you singing?
I'm singing One Day Will Come and the Sun Will Rise and It Will Be Your Time.
It's a song of hope for everyone.
Of hope, of course.
It's very beautiful, very beautiful. Hi, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to an interview I did with Manu Gallo in Brussels back in September. We're in the middle of it, so in case you're just joining, I'll get you up to speed on what's happening. Manu and I are in her home studio. She just played some live stuff for me on bass and on ukulele. She played excerpts of her new album that's coming out soon, and now she's about to tell me the story of how she made her big breakthrough to the world of American funk with the funk master, the man who put the bass in your face, Bootsy Collins.
Manu, it's such a pleasure to be here in your home. Merci. In Brussels. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to my home.
Thank you. The last time we saw each other was in 2012 in Washington.
C'est vrai, c'est vrai. Ça fait longtemps.
Yeah.
It's long time.
A lot has happened since the last time we saw each other.
A lot, a lot.
And I have the impression you have a really, really fantastic project that's coming down the pipeline soon. Could you talk about that?
Yes. First, already it's been around 7 or 8 years since I've put out an album because I wanted to do other things. I wanted to become more accomplished as an instrumentalist, and I decided to settle down right here for these years and to work on my instrument, which is the bass. Because I've always wanted to play the bass like percussion. At the core, I'm a woman of rhythm. I'm a percussionist. And since I was little, I think that when I started playing bass, I wanted to be able to... And on this route, on this research, I crossed paths with this incredible person who I think it was meant to be that I crossed paths with this person who is Bootsy Collins. I had published a video. It had been out about a year on internet, on Facebook, in January 2016. I saw that the video, 100, 200, 300, 400,000 views in 1 week, and I said, wow.
What kind of video?
The one. The video where I play bass.
Son of a,
you know, I'm just with my bass and I go... I wanted to find out who was behind all of this popularity of my video, and someone said, Manu, it's Bootsy Collins who liked your video, and he put it on his page.
And that's
why the video climbed all the way up to 1 million views. And so I tried to send him a message to thank him, and it was like he opened his door. He said, welcome to my home. I want to work with you. I want us to do things together. And he's now my big brother. And that's how he sent me his music. He was recording his album. He sent me his music. And it's really for me, during my research here in Brussels at my house, I could never imagine that I would play a piece with Victor Wooten, that I could play with Stanley Clark, Manu Gallo, Victor Wooten, Stanley Clark, Bootsy Collins. Wow.
So he plays on one of your songs?
So Bootsy, he produced 4 pieces on my album. There's also Chuck D, who's also on it. He's a major American rapper. There's Manu Dibango, who's on it. There's Zap Mama, ma soeur. Zap Mama is a cappella. We've worked together for 15, 20 years. And Manu Dibango is African history. And Bootsy Collins is my side funky.
Really?
So the album, it's going to be like that. There'll be the Africa side, there'll be the funky side, the crazy side, because, well, that's what I've always been. I don't want to be formulaic. I'm very, very happy. Very happy.
Merci, Manu Gallo.
Thank you.
La petite villageoise.
Gallo. All right, that was Manu Gallo, my featured artist of the week. If you want to watch that interview, you can get on my Music Time in Africa's YouTube channel or Facebook page. Next up, fan mail. Yes, it's back, peeps. Fan mail at MTIA used to come in the form of letters. Yeah, remember those? Those thin pieces of paper that had messages handwritten in ink or pencil? Anyway, these days, most of you are sending fan mail to me on Facebook Messenger, email, or WhatsApp. The best is WhatsApp, and that number is +1-202-203-4118. But you can also reach me at musictime@voanews or on my Facebook page. Here's today's fan mail. I just have two today. Trust Nyoni from Zimbabwe sent me a nice one. He says, "Hi, MTIA, just listening to your program right now and am loving the music and interviews. Great stuff." Thanks, Trust. The second fan mail on WhatsApp came from a Mr. Akeem Forna. He says, "Good morning, it's me, Akeem. This is one of my musics." And he sends me an attachment of his song, "Bend Down Low." Here's a snippet.
Shake that you put it, make a bend down low. Baby girl, bend down low. Shake that you put it, make a bend down low. Bend down low, make it touch his toes. Hot boy for body, the body, body. Can't say you club, see that you see them post. Chase any color, body will see the waist. For waist too big, you don't fling like bumper. Ready for the fence, I go answer like a ton. I hot for the business, I don't care how you take. So bend down low, make a show me who knows.
All right, thanks, Akeem. Well, that's it for today's fan mail. I'll be on the lookout for more to share next week from you, my lovey-dovey listeners. From Malawi, here's Pasaine by Twin M.
Brothers of the Aliens Refugee All-Star. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Eda Maxwell.
Music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
Hello, music lovers. This is Heather. I have a couple more songs for you. This next one by Ebo Taylor, followed by Transcend, a song by rapper Ajo, real name Ariong James Oscar from Uganda. Then Kwame Ofori joins me for our first ever Song of the Week.
When I look at Africa, many times I ask myself, what would happen if Mwalimu were to rise up and see what is happening? Many times I ask myself, what would happen if Kwame Nkrumah and Patrice Emery Lumumba were to rise up and see what is happening? Because what they would be confronted with is an African which is suffering from schizophrenia. He does not know herself. They would be confronted with an African whose young men and women have no interest and no love for their continent.
Hope you're all ready. Tuck your teeth and embrace yourself. It's a black lion. The bomb better than you could dive. It's the Mau Mau. The Maji Maji, my knowledge bulletproof. You lit a flame in my soul. This is fireproof. I will transcend from being the shadow of the dark continent. I got my guard up to my mind, wild like Menelik. Western propaganda got the gun speaking the dialect. Only one who controlling the eye of providence. Master the mind that makes with mastermind, don't it? Happy are the poor, that's what religion says, don't it? So when these vultures take pictures and end up like Kevin Carter, well, I pray that when you pray, don't get prayed by your own making. But if I just them as I when you're caught in the crossfire, just a sitting duck and bullets inhaling the smoke fire, screaming out ceasefire, putting mic in my hands, by the breathe down, watch a nigga transcend.
Why must we remind ourselves of these realities? Because throughout the ages, the battle has always been the battle of the mind. If your mind is conquered, then you are going nowhere. That is why in the ages of enlightenment in Europe, the great René Descartes said, "Cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am."
I am Houdini, the genie that got trapped in this human body. As awesome Stephen Hawking on the wheel of fortune. The missing link like a loose chain on my neck. I was trying to figure the wildest when my brain into the bigger coffin. The more the lines are getting xenophobic and racists are killing racists. The devil be counting blessings. I'm trying to borrow morals, you trying to drink sorrows. No better tomorrow, I'm tipping the edge like a fist to a barrel. And I'll be quicksand living in heaven, hell I'm living below the poverty line. Also to do it in fact, calling you that wild to keep your mind in a trap. Keep these animals tame, and keep the spirits in check. Give them weapons and call them rebels, then I see the irony. Corporations and bureaucrats dip in the foolery. Mother Africa, the story of a medicine. We stood by and we wonder why we never transcend.
This decade is the decade of African independence. Forward then, to independence now, tomorrow, the United States of Africa.
Mind, body, and soul got me fighting for control. Melodies are the sound that leave my sweat down on the floor. Premonitions and gut feelings that say you owe me more. Though I'm falling like origami, you're blessing the pecking order. Borderline insanity, your mental disorder. They got me rehearsing the day that I'll be laying in a house. White suit and rigor mortis make the puzzle erupt. And yeah, we kinda corrupt. No, we hella corrupt. What you expect to do with power after taking it back? We don't know how to act. You were riding the shots. I hope my African mind will transcend from the past. Hope my African mind will transcend from the past. Hope my African mind will transcend from the past. The spirit of Mandela, the spirit of Kwame. Hope my African mind will transcend from the past.
That was Transcend by Ugandan rap hip-hop artist Ajo. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Now it's time for Song of the Week. Kwame Ofori joins me now. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather.
This week, our favorite song is...
Odo the Remix by Kidi featuring Mayokun and Davido.
Cool. So why is this our favorite song? I mean, you picked it.
Oh, yeah. Because it's trending in Ghana, everywhere in Ghana. And right now, Shannon in Nigeria, because Davido and Mayokun jumped on it, and it's now a big hit in both countries.
All right, let's check it out.
Yep.
Kid.
Yeah,
it's Davido.
The Remix by Kidi featuring Mayorkun and Davido. This is Heather and I'm with Kwame.
Yep.
And that was our song of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This song was just great because, you know, you listen to it and you have this vibe, this love vibe, because Odo means love. So I hope everyone falls in love with this song, everyone out of West Africa.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll be back next week, same time, same place, with a fresh new
Song of the Week.
Okay, babes. This is the last song of the hour, Wetin' Day, remix by Racy.
It's Javon.
Yeah.
It's Javon, baby.
Anything.
my brain, you dey play for my head, you be leading my me. Now you do yanga, but I dey love it anyway. Yanga, oh, yanga, oh, it's in a bad way. I keep it pretty all day. I keep it cool every day, na Sunday. And if you want play, make me holiday. I pull the ring, baby, get it look okay.
Was Ray C closing out this edition of Music Time in Africa. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to Manu Gallo for opening her home and sharing her music and her story with us. Also, thanks to Kwame Ofori for helping with our new Song of the Week segment, and to Dili Diko from VOA for her voiceover of Manu Gallo. Finally, a shout out to Trust Nyoni and to Akeem Forna for writing great fan mail, and to Ajo for submitting your song Transcend to Me right here in Washington. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 UTC, and again on Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa, and you'll find me. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa.